Did you know that Waukesha had its own wizard? His name was Les Paul, and he's the most influential musician ever to come out of Wisconsin.
Hello.
Hello.
The high voice, that was Mary Ford, and the one just slightly lower than that, that's me, Les Paul. And for the next 15 minutes, we'd like to entertain you.
Les Paul was born there in 1915, the redheaded son of an auto mechanic. He started performing around town with a $5 guitar at age 12. He never learned to read music, but he had a swinging style that caught the ear of regional jazz and country bands. They tempted him to drop out of high school and go on the road. In between gigs, Les tinkered with inventions, using whatever materials he could find. His first experiments with amplification involved a railroad tie, two spikes, and a single string. Later, he carved a solid body electric guitar out of a block of wood, calling it the Log. This was the forerunner of the Les Paul guitar, manufactured by Gibson and revered to this day. In the 1940s, he whipped up an eccentric hit record called Lover. It used not two, not three, but eight overdubbed guitars. Les perfected the overdubbing technique on a series of irresistible top 10 songs with singer Mary Ford.
Mary will hear the part that's already made, and then she sings onto it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine.
Somewhere there's music, how faint the tune. Somewhere there's heaven, how high the moon.
The two married in Milwaukee, then became a showbiz sensation in the 1950s with their own radio and TV shows.
Mary, if you'll hand me all these guitars as we get into these conniption fits, I'll play it, all right?
How many, four?
Well, at least four.
Okay.
Four and the big bass guitar.
All right,
Tiger Rag.
Has anybody seen that tiger?
Crowd-pleasing numbers like Tiger Rag layered Mary's multi-tracked voice with Les's virtuoso guitar. After this heady success came a setback. Arthritis, hearing loss, and a hand injury forced Les out of the music business in the 1960s. The story might have ended there, but the Wizard of Waukesha had a few more tricks left in him. In the 1970s, he made a Grammy-winning comeback. Later, he began a celebrated residency at a Manhattan jazz club that lasted almost to his death in 2009 at age 94. In his final years, Les Paul received the sort of acclaim that most artists only dream of. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the Smithsonian honored him with exhibitions. Adoring fans collaborated with him.
Keith Richards!
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. But I came here to listen to this sucker. Take it away, Les!
Shortly before his death, he returned to his hometown to raise funds for a permanent Les Paul exhibit at the Waukesha County Museum, ensuring that this local legend will live on forever. These are amazing achievements for a high school dropout who never learned to read music. Then again, you'd expect nothing less from a wizard.
How'd you like to follow that up?